Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
One day, sabi nila, ang daya naman daw. Parang, bakit daw nakakabuk ako agad ng angkas? Ang taray ko naman daw. Tapos one day, nagulat sila, niyakap ko daw yung angkas ko. Sabi nila, ayun.
Ay, natin na sabi na, magkirador ko ng angkas. Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Athena. Ay! Parang iba! Athena here!
And y'all are listening to Goodazzers! Dami energy.
Pagpasensya niyo na mga kaibigan. Ay, kaibigan! Oh my God! Kapitbahay!
Na... Ay, kaninang podcast yan!
Baka pala may sideline ako ibang ano, no? Ibang podcast. Sorry, sabog na mi. Kasi ano na ako eh. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. ako kanina eh.
Uy, grabe. Pero sige, mamaya pag-chikahin natin yun. Okay, so yun na mga kapitbahay. So it's another episode. So maraming salamat sa pagkinig ngayon. At kung mapapasin nyo, dalawa lang kami ni Athena kasi wala, iniwan na kami ni Sari at ni Ina. Charot!
Kung nasan man kayo, magpakita na kayo. Charis!
And then kasi ano, with fair reason naman kasi right now currently kung just in case mga kapitbahay no, sa mga ngayon na ulit nakapakinig ng episode, just to keep you up to speed, Ina is now on her second trimester. So woo! Nga pala, wala pala tayo sound effect. Woo, go Ina, second trimester na. So 6 months, diba? tama yung mat ko,
7 na ata.
So 6 or 7 months na si Ina. Kaya naman, pinabuti namin na, and dahil nga, di ba, lately, nag-honest naman kami sa podcast na to na lately, ang hirap-hirap sa amin ngayon mag-set up ng schedule dahil kung anik-anik, ang daming pumapasok na trabaho. Lord, hindi naman kami nagre-reklamo. ang hirap lang talaga mag-set up ng schedule. Kaya kalimbawa, minsan gabi na kami nakakapag-record at sabi namin, de, si Ina, kung gabi na, di ba, aling kami na lang yung mag-record. Kailangan mo magpahinga para kay Bebe. Yan. Tapos, ayan, andito rin, andun din naman yung kay Sari, di ba, na hanip sa takilya sa dami ng gigs ngayon, di ba? As a Disney princess. So, go lang, Sari, earn that bread, tapos mag-uwi ka na napakaraming kwento. Yun naman lagi ang ano natin, di ba? Para go lang, bumakla lang kayo, basta mag-uwi ka ng kwento para sa mga kapitbahay natin. Yan. And grabe kanina, iniisip namin ni Athena, no, kung ano yung topic namin today. Tapos para sabi ko, nung nililista namin yung mga talk points namin. Kasi minsan may ano kami, minsan may, tawag dito, tawag doon Athena?
Ano?
Minsan may order kami, order, tama ba? Minsan organized kami, ganyan.
Ayan.
Minsan organized kami, sabi namin, sabi ko, sige, first topic of business, happy June. Tapos sabi ni Athena, ano ba kuya, alam, June, August na. Sabi ko, no, pangin ako, grabe.
Yung body clock kasi ni Kuya Yudes nasa June pa. Kasi busy, guys.
Hindi ko napapansin. Parang feeling ko last week para lumipad lang. Anyway, so yun nga mga kapitbahay. August na, we're officially in. It's officially monsoon season in more ways than one. Nanonood ko ba na All-Stars Winners? Ano?
Ay, hindi. Alam nyo, hindi na ako updated sa latest chika. Feeling ko hindi na ako Gen Z.
Talaga? Ayaw nga, nakwento mga diba na parang lately? Or paano may isahari mo na napakinggan yung latest Beyonce album?
True.
Talo ka pa ni Toto na nag-lyric video.
Taray naman yung lyric video.
Nag-inuman sila kagabi ng mga kaibigan niya. Tapos ano, mga pinapatagtog nila, mga Beyonce, lyric video, yung steak. Hindi ko pa kasi napapakinggan. So, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm like you na. Charis.
Wow. Wow. And then, ayun. Ingat-ingat tayo mga kapitbahay, no? So, mag-double up tayo sa vitamin C. Ano pa ba? Ano pa ba yung mga pwede na nilang gawin? Every now and then, mag-sopas kayo para mainitan ang katawan. Ganyan. Dahil we all have to be extra and hyper-vigilant. Diba, sana pa ito mga tingin na parang inuubo ka lately.
Yes, ngayon, nasa lahat ng lalamunan ko. So, if mahina ang boses ko or ma... Ano ba to? Ano ba yan?
Horse?
Hindi. Yung ano, mahinhin. Hindi po dahil mahinhin po talaga ako, guys.
Gago.
Huwag po kayo maniwala dun. Ako po ang pinaka hindi mahinhin sa amin.
Ano dahil Camilo San, mag-Camilo San ka. Camilo San, sponsor us. Yan.
Baka naman Camilo San. Ang mahal kasi. Plus, diba? Kailangan mo ng prescription for that.
Talaga, really? I can buy talaga.
Ito ba? The last time I bought Camilo San, I got it pa from, nagpa-ako, consult sa doctor.
Really? That's weird. But anyway, well, you know, ganun din naman, kailangan natin, I think kailangan mo na rin magpa-check up and, you know, kaya nga tayo nagtatrabaho para sa mga gantong moments, di ba? Nagtatrabaho para may panggastos pag nagkasakit. Sa sobrang pagtatrabaho, nagkakasakit. So, nauubos din yung pera. Wala pa, hindi pa pinapasok yung Shopee dyan, di ba? Shopee sponsor us. Anyway, sige. Dahil, alam niyo na, based naman siguro sa naririnig niyo, naririnig, ewan ko ba kung klaro ba sa boses namin ni Athena na medyo pagod kami nitong for today's recording, for today's video. Kaya kailangan namin na maraming kalinga at TLC for today's video. Kaya naman, ang topic natin for today, no, it's something relationship related, which is what we call all the small things. Diba? So ano nga ba, what do we mean by all the small things, no? Really, it's all the small things that we appreciate about the relationship, things we, parang, kumbaga, parang, ano to, quarterly check-up namin to ni Athena sa isa't isa in terms sa relationship
quality
namin.
Quality time,
yan.
Madami na kaming say dahil andito na kami sa Kudazers non-single era. Kaya nyo yun.
May iba rin kasi Kudazers couple era. Baka isipin nyo tayo nagjujowaan.
Yeah, so, hindi ko ma-imagine. Tayo nagkakainan. Oh my God.
Very, very wrong. Pero sige. Ayun, simulan natin, no? So, siguro ano, Athena do, so parang gano'n na kayo katagal iwawits now?
Magto 2 months. O, di ba? Pero nagliligawan na kami for 3 months. So, I would say, magsi 6 months na din.
Oh, that's good. So, you know, in the past, so sabihin natin 6 months, how has it been for you? Do you notice yourself? Have you started taking stock na ng mga bagay-bagay na, you know, you started doing for each other or the small habits and details you began to develop together as a couple? Because may ganun, no? Mga stuff you would... yung mga stuff that you... what do you call this? More or less unconsciously fall into parang without even meaning it. But then the next thing, you know, it's already part of your... Ano, part na siya ng, kumbaga, mechanics ng relationship ninyo. Tell us all about it.
Ano, I guess, kasi sa relationship namin, ako yung tagaluto, siya yung tagahugas. Because I hate doing dishes. So it's been that
yes,
way.
Do.
It's been that way for ever since. Which really helps me kasi feeling ko love language ko na yung pagluluto. Siguro nakatutunan ko yan sa nanay ko pagkagalit siya, pag magpi-peace offering, laging lulutuan lang kami ng luluto. Instead na mag-sorry, magluluto na lang siya. So I guess na-adapt ko yun. Tapos ina-apply ko siya sa relationships ko. And another thing is, alam namin yung sarili namin yung rule. Kasi... sometimes we get to live together. Kasi most of the time.
Yeah, because it's you, di ba?
Kasi mas madali nga naman, instead of mas matipid, instead of mag-date sa labas, sa loob na lang muna. Kasi, tsaka hello, maulan, tapos mas safe, COVID, hello, monkeypox, oh my God. Ano, may sarili-sarili na kaming role sa paglilinis ng bahay. At ano ba to? Bakit chores yung mga sinasabi ko?
No, it's okay, it's okay. I actually like that. When you get into that relationship na nagiging domesticated na kayo.
Yeah, I appreciate that kasi it's literally all the little things. Kasi it's parang one by one, nag-fall into pieces yung ginagawa namin sa bahay. And we cohabitate together. Alam mo yun, yung parang minsan, nagugulat na lang ako, shit, may lalaki dito sa bahay. Parang ganun. Tapos, parang, okay naman.
This is the first time you're in a relationship wherein nakaka-establish ka ng mga ganitong stuff.
Yes, actually. Na-start ko, naranasan ko siya nung college, pero di naman ata ranas yun. Kasi parang, basta, that was a very dark place. Even if I think
na you have experienced it because everything was happening all at once at that time. I get what you mean. I was there.
But I think kasi this is my first relationship wherein I'm with a person who is not a bitch to me.
It's relatively uncomplicated. Or it's radically uncomplicated compared to your past relationships.
So it's very fresh and it's very... Siguro nga for me, ako na yung mas bitch sa aming dalawa. Tapos, kasi my partner right now is very soft-spoken. So kunyari nag-aaway kami. It's very soft-spoken. Tapos ako very bunganga, ganun. It's very... I'm a very reactive person. Tapos siya, he's very proactive. So, it balances everything. So, pati parents ko napansin yun. Kasi nag-stay kami sa bahay sa Bulacan together. Which I appreciated. Kasi that's like one of the first times na nagdala ko ng bahay, na hindi ako nagdala ko ng lalaki sa bahay sa Bulacan, na hindi ako pinagalitan. And... supportado kami, like iniiwan kami sa bahay dalawa, nang kaming dalawa lang. And I guess,
that's nice.
I guess throughout the years, my parents developed a trust in me na din naman. And they know na I'm at the age na din. Tinatanong na nga nila kung kailan ako mag-aapo. Sabi ko, in this economy...
But I also think, I also think it's also because yung energy that you're, I mean, that sounds cheesy, no? Pero the energy that your jowa has, hindi ko nga siya napansin, di ba? I mean, that's so mean of me na hindi ko siya napansin. Pero he's, medyo wallflower siya.
Tsaka he lets me get the spotlight. Parang, which I need. Kasi papansin ako.
No. I get what you mean.
I mean, it's not a perfect relationship, but it's better than most of my, like, so alam much mo, better.
Alam mo, Athena, it makes sense na yung relationship mo. Because you kind of, now thinking back, kasi diba, the other day, galing ako ng lamay, diba? Kasi namatay yung dad ng friend ko. And because of that, nagkatsikahan kami magbabarkada. And then naalala, doon yung, well, hindi pumunta yung isang friend, yung sinasabi, yung the one I'm referring to, no? Pero nakikichika siya. And then I realized, no, one of the things we talked about dun sa friend namin yun, she was really this queen bee, she has that queen bee attitude and that queen bee energy, no, sa barkada namin. And even nung college, and even nung high school, aminado siya na she has that streak. And then when we were joking about it, na parang, you know what? Parang, and of course, you know, when we were younger, she was also going through guys. And of course, she has her own fair share of heartbreaks. Tapos at one point, parang sabi ko, you know what? Sabi ko, piling ko kung sino yung magiging jowa mo is completely left field. kung if yung kumbaga yung for good, yung the guy will settle down, is completely left field na hindi mo expect. Kasi ano siya eh, she was this rich girl na alam mo nung na habang kami noon nag show my house, mga ganyan, like show my house sponsor us. Habang nag show my house kami noon, nag-ano siya, what we call this, nagpa-party-party siya, nung may Valkyrie pa, and, di ba? Ganun yung the difference namin sa lifestyle noon. So, so, when, eventually, you know, pinag-usapan niya na, parang, I'm thinking of settling down, pero wala pa namang guy. Tapos yun, pinag-usapan naman. You know, whoever it is, sa mag-ano mo, feeling ko, it's completely opposite. So, and we were right. The guy who was able to, ano, to, the guy na naging tatay na, ng anak niya ngayon, is the complete opposite of what we were expecting for her. You know, back way back in college. And I think, you know, for better or worse, it's going to be the same thing for you that we're in. Whoever the guy is, you're going to end up maybe marrying or whatever, or, you know, going to be your longtime partner. No, it's going to be the complete antithesis of you in the sense that it's everything that you're not. Because I think, you know, because of your energy or because of yung personality mo, it has to be a guy who either is really secure with himself or a guy who's just so mellow, everything is all right with him. Para ano, parang dudong, di ba? Is this your dudong era, Katina?
I feel like he's very dudong.
Sana nga. Sana nga. I'm also hoping that he's a dudong for you.
Kasi,
and eventually, he becomes a first name title then.
Yeah, I mean, syempre nasa beginning pa lang kami ng relationship. Pero since we cohabitate na, like very domestic na relationship namin, you can see like kung ano talaga yung ugali ng tao when you live with them.
Mm.
And I think he's all right. Alam mo yun?
Kapagsisibak mo ba siya ng kahoy? Would you stay?
Alam mo, his body is not capable, but he's willing to try. Alam mo yun? The spirit is there. The spirit is there.
The flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. Mm.
Yeah, ganon.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
May mga angkas memories naman kayo.
Oh my God, nakakatawa yung angkas na yan, guys. Kasi hinahatid sundo niya ako sa, ano, kasi I've been dancing, kasi nag-camp ako sa A-team again. So, nag-camp ako doon every Saturday and Sunday. So, hinahatid sundo niya ako doon. Diba, ang ganda, ang haba ng hair. Tapos, ang nangyari is, nagtataka yung mga classmates ko kasi sila, nahihirapan sila mag-book kasi nga, hello, maulan na, ganun. Tapos, ano yung yun, like, pagkatapos ng class, tsaka pa lang mag-book. Tapos, nagtataka sila kasi every time na bababa ako, siyempre nakatambay na sila sa baba kasi nauuna silang bumaba sa akin. Nagtataka sila kung bakit nauuna ako lagi mag-book sa nila daw. Yung mag-book, quotation mark mag-book. Tapos, one day, sabi nila, ang daya naman daw. Parang, bakit daw nakakabook ako agad ng angkas? Ang taray ko naman daw. Tapos one day, nagulat sila, niyakap ko daw yung angkas ko. Sabi nila, Yun, may special service. Ay,
sabi
na,
matirador ka ng tas.
Hindi, pero really, like, ako kasi, I think I wouldn't appreciate a guy with a car. Kasi mahilig.
Really? Really? Talaga? Okay, ako, kaya nga ako nagulat eh, because I thought na, you know, I thought you were a car guy. You were a car girl.
I thought too. Pero kasi, I thought too, like, umpisa, nag-cringe pa ako. Pero yung makikita, papakilala ko sa mga kaibigan ko, tapos naka-motor kami. Ganun, alam mo yun? Ano yun, little things na na-insecure ka.
Oh, yung mga kachipan mo bilang, di ba, may pa-Burgis mentality ka. Yeah, I get.
Pero na-realize ko na never naman ako nag-grab ng with choice. Kasi kahit umuulan, hindi ako nag-grab. You wanna know the reason why? Kasi ang sakit sa ulo, kahit nagka-car kami na ng parents ko, I hate the ride. Alam mo yun? So I feel like I'm not really a car girl, pero it would be appreciated. I think siguro I want to get a car of my own para ako yung magda-drive, para hindi ko napapansin yung hilo or something. Mas gusto ko kasi ako yung nagte-take lead, ganun. So tapos ayun, nagulat din ako sa sarili ko na, I mean, the driving, that's that's very, it takes time.
Yeah.
So parang na-realize, parang na-open up sa akin ng jowa ko. Ano ba yan? Ba't bay mic ko? Ayan. Nasabi ng jowa ko na kaya daw pala niya ako hinahatid sundo para mas madami kaming time na magkasama.
Pero, ay! At sino mo? Patakan ko? Hello. Ano ba yan? Ay,
tapos one time nagtampo siya kasi parang last Friday nalasing ako kasi, tapos late na ako umuwi, 3 a.m. tapos girl, as in MVP siya ng taon nung araw na yon, kasi hinatid niya kasi may lunch out kami sa BGC, but then I have errands to run kasi yung parang ano, may office meet, so parang it's an office ganap, so you have to be there kasi it's an office ganap. Tapos after namin doon, may errands ako to do sa Makati Med, because I do my physical therapy every Saturday, diba? So I have to get my LOA from IntelliCare. So that's my errand no araw na yun. Tapos, hinatid niya ako sa BGC. Lunch. Nag-lunch. After ng lunch, sinundo niya ako sa BGC, hinatid niya ako sa IntelliCare, hinatid niya ako sa bahay, and then hinatid niya ulit ako sa BGC kasi iinom kami, kasi birthday nung friend ko.
Alam mo, Athena, pag ano mo yan, pag luto mo yan ng something na masarap.
Yeah, oo. As in super. Tapos, nagtampo siya kasi 3 a.m. na ako umuwi. Well, in my defense, ayaw umuwi ng mga kasama ko. Tapos pinainom nila ako ng pinainom. Alam mo yung ano? Ano ba to? Peer pressure. And as a people pleaser. Hindi. Yes, girl, si bakla. So nalasing ako. Tapos parang nasabi niya, alam mo yung tampo-tampo, ganun. Sabi niya, buong araw tayo magkasama, pero sa ulan naman, gumanan siya. Kasi nga, umuulan ng araw na yun. Kasi very, alam mo, he's a very golden retriever guy. Or Labrador. Mga ganun.
I
appreciate that. And I don't, that's something na feeling ko hindi na may merit. Kasi, yung thank you, parang we rarely say that. But I say that all the time. Thank you, kako, ganun, for your effort, ganun. Parang, kasi, I mean, sasabihin nila, bare minimum. Hindi ah, I think, may threshold naman tayo pa sa pagka bare minimum. No?
Yeah. I think what bare minimum is for one person will be different for another person. Mm-hmm. For other people, listening is the bare minimum. For other people, acts of service are minimum, they're the bare minimum. I think, but I think that to require the bare minimum is, I think it's one of those things, I think, in a relationship na pag, when you point it out, it loses its charm. Do you get me? Na parang, huwag mag-bare minimum ka naman. And then suddenly,
parang hindi na sa ano, hindi na sa, parang, I feel like you're doing this to me because I pointed it out. Parang ganun.
Yeah. At the same time, it feels like a chore when it becomes demanded, diba? Mm. I think there's a way, I don't know, parang for some reason, sometimes I feel like, especially, diba, since, given that I still work in, I work in theater pa rin, diba, I get to work with younger students every now and then, and often magkukwento sila sa akin, yung mga efforts nila to, naisali ako sa conversation kasi alam mo naman ako, di ako sumasali sa mga conversation mga pag-guests, diba? And then they would say, they would ask for my opinion about that bare minimum and stuff like that. And I think we've come to that point in the relationship. I think it's nice we're in, we're being now armed with language in order to identify our feelings, or at the same time, in order to taxonomize things, diba? Na para, so this is what I'm feeling at that time, or this is what it means, diba? And stuff like that. However, I think it's also reaching that point wherein I think it's becoming too prescriptive, na parang, dapat in every relationship, these are the green flags and stuff like that. And if hindi mo na reach yung green flags na yan, it's not a good relationship. Or if there are red flags, bitawan mo na kaagad. Na alam mo, na parang, I guess those are good advices and all, but at the same time, I also think na, nawawala yung, what they call this, yung the organic development of the relationship, because we're always so hyper-vigilance. It creates, does that make sense? In that sense of hyper-vigilance?
Yeah.
It does create that sense of hyper-vigilance in any budding relationship, where I feel like, This is what I think. Parang we're so key. We're so sensitive into trying to identify red flags. We're in. Sometimes I feel like we tend to neglect that to identify our own red flags. Alam mo yan?
Yes, and I think ito relationship na to talaga. I think ito, speaking from experience, ha? Because like ako, I've encountered a lot of red flags in my life, but now I am so hyper, like, proactive ako into seeing my own red flag. Dahil nakikita ko siya, because my partner is very good to me na. Alam mo yun? I think I was able to now assess myself sa relationship and how I do things sa relationship. Even me, I am surprised about myself right now. And that's only because I'm not focus na sa kung ano mga red flag ng partner ko ngayon. Kasi nga, it's almost to none. Kasi nga, he's a big walking green flag. And I'm saying that nung na-thorough assessment ko na siya. Kasi we've been together like almost every day for like 6 months. Hindi mo pa ba malalaman yun? And sometimes kasi, alam mo yun, it's not a perfect relationship, but he fills my cup. And that's enough.
That's wonderful.
Kasi if I'm gonna ask...
That's a wonderful thing to say.
Yeah, he fills my cup. And I know I can fill my cup. But he fills my cup in a different way. I can fill my cup with water, but he can fill my cup with Coke. Ganon. So,
or maybe cucumber something. Pero cucumber water.
Kasi, sa bagay yun. I think kasi, kasi ni Coke kasi may sparks.
Uy, nawala ka.
Ay, hello. Ang arte lang ka ako. Anyway, yun, ikaw naman, kuya, ang dami ko nang na-say.
Hindi, sa akin naman, to me, it's the small things that, that help the relationship, or that I notice the relationship. It takes stock of me even during times when I'm not taking stock of myself.
What do you mean?
Because me, diba, when sometimes whenever I get embroiled with work, I tend to the tendency is I take care of everyone but myself. And I'm not being, oh, I'm such a martyr. It's not. It's just that, because I know myself na pag hindi ko niride yung momentum ng work ko, or na whenever I feel like na okay, I'm in the zone for work, chances are tatama rin ako, and it's going to be a struggle trying to get the rhythm back, diba? If that makes sense. And when that happens, sometimes I overdo it, and alam mo yun. And nagbibiro ko nga siya na sugar daddy ko na siya. Literal sugar daddy ko na siya. Because the other day, we were at the mall. Or parang mag-ano dapat kami mag-grocery, di ba? Because for I've been staying here, you know, just to compensate after 2 years namin ginakita. So nag-grocery dapat kami nung, I think, last week, no? And then, nung ano, parang a week before pa lang, or few days before kami mag-grocery, bigla niya sinabi na, you know what? Paggawa ka na ng bagong salamin. Sabi ko, kasi lagi ka nang nahihilo. Hindi mo ba? And then sabi, parang, that was something that I didn't know. I mean, I noticed it, and may siguro masasabi ko siya na nahihilo na ako and stuff like that. But then I brush it off eventually. And then, suddenly, you know, he was the one na, tara, punta tayo ng siyang. Narinig ko siya. Mm-hmm. punta tayo ng siyang. Pagawa tayo ng salamin mo. And sabi niya, sabi ko, but right now, ano, wala, kakagaling ko sa sakit. But right now, I don't have the money for it. And at the same time, I don't think it's, sabi niya, don't worry, I got it. And, you know, and of course, it's not the fact na sinagot niya yung pera or whatever. I think it's the idea na it must be so, it's so nice to not constantly watch over oneself. Does that make sense?
Mm. Because ever since you've been very independent na, so having someone to take care of you is a very refreshing feeling.
You know what? When I started, how did I realize that I felt safe with him? When I realized I was the clumsy one, I was becoming clumsy.
So parang ano, ni let go mo na yung pagiging ano mo.
Yeah, kasi kuling, for example, kuling bawa, diba, kung in a theater setup, diba, people wouldn't think that I'm clumsy. Or clumsy is one of the last things they would think of me because, you know, I try my best in order to, you know, get everything together. Well, at least I try. So, tapos nagugulat siya na parang naglalakad kami, tapos bigla kang madadapa. It's the small things, matatapon yung tubig sa akin. Sabi ko, why are you so, ano? Bakit ang ano mo? But ang clumsy mo, parang sabi, you know what? What's weird? It's weird because I'm never like this at work. But because maybe... And then I realized na parang, you know, I realized that I can be that version of myself when I'm around him. Because one way or another, I know that, you know, he will, siguro din naman will take care of me. Pero, you know, I will be supported one way or another. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think, a luxury I never had in previous relationship. Because, diba, when the way we were talking about it sa mga previous ko that, parang half or mostly all of the guys I dated before met me under the circumstance na either I'm doing theater or I'm doing, you know, they met Yudes the artist as opposed to Yudes the person. Yudes the artist is efficient. I like to think he's efficient, no? But Yudes the art, Yudes the person, diba? I know it's the same big tangled mess, but you know, there's that fine demarcation of the work self and the personal, diba? And the youths, the regular youths, he's far from any of those things. I'm clumsy, tamad ako, and stuff like that. And it feels nice to not have, again, it feels nice to not have to watch oneself. And, you know, I think that's a luxury that I wish everyone else to have in their own relationship. Because I think, you know, especially I think online, when you go to Zoom meetings, the level, you, medyo nag-heighten yung level of performance mo in order to accommodate yung online setup, di ba? So, and then at the same time, you know, when you go out and stuff like that, and then the life or the self that we portray in social media, a lot of it is performance, which isn't to say that it's fake, no? It's just, you know, it's extended versions of ourselves, you know, the kind of stuff we want to propagate or do we want to develop or the idealized kind of stuff. And it's an exhausting activity. It's an exhausting activity to always kind of perform to be your ideal self. Right? Even if you're failing, the effort in order for you to create that semblance that, you know, I'm that person. I'm the person I'm trying to aspire, or I'm getting closer to that person that I'm aspiring to be. That is in itself an exhausting activity. And to be, and at the end of the day, but to spend it and to spend yung non-performing self mo with someone wherein you can just be you and just be stupid and careless and stuff like that. It's just such a blessing, and I think it's one of those small things.
That's cute, blessing. That's a very nice word.
Diba? And I think that is one of the small things that I really appreciate about the relationship. Yeah. Wow, grabe, napaka-sentimental naman ang episode na to. Pero yeah, that's what for now, I think that's one of the things that I'm most thankful for, no? So, ito, Athena, let me ask you, what are the things that, you know, what are the things that you are aware of yourself now that you kind of wish you had before in your previous relationship?
Self-awareness.
Because what do you mean?
Kasi sa mga previous relationship ko, mas focus ako on fixing the relationship instead of fixing myself for the relationship. Gets.
Mm.
But now I'm very
determined. Because those two are different things.
Kasi, you know, if you fix the relationship, it's never gonna be fixed. If it's called fixing. For me. So if it's called fixing. It's never gonna be fixed. Kasi may lamat na eh, in the first place. Because if you fix things, ibig sabihin may malaking nangyari. It's like cheating. Like, ano ba to? Like, physically hurting. What am I on? Those things are a
I
lot.
Think barring those circumstances, I think, you know, ako naman believer ako naman really. Things can be fixed. But
it's never gonna be fixed the same way. I think
that's another
thing. Yeah, I think sa ibang kuda. Pero for me, hindi siya babalik in this, in like, di ba, lagi sinasabi yun, sana bumalik na lang tayo sa umpisa. Kasi nung umpisa, maganda. Lahat naman yun. Lahat naman ang nag-uumpisa, masarap. You know, it's because kasi nung umpisa, hindi mo pa kilala isa't isa. And now you know who both of you are. And now, ina-accept mo. And now you're coming into terms that you're together with this person who you might actually hate. Or you might actually not like. Alam mo yun, those kinds of things. But now, I'm very self-aware na, oh, I did something wrong. I did something wrong. I should apologize and I should, because I think sa ano yung, those, ano, yung mga thoughts na ganito, since very kalmado yung relationship namin, because, di ba sinabi ko, my previous relationships, they're all intense, very intense feelings.
Pero one ngayon, way or another, they are.
Pero ngayon, there's no intensity at all. Like, nothing. Like, parang, alam mo yun, may waves ng kaunti. Kunyari, sa sea, may waves ng, yung mga previous relationship ko, nasa LU. Tapos yung relationship ko ngayon nasa Boracay. Walang waves at all. I mean, may wave.
I wouldn't know kasi I've never been to Boracay.
Oh, walang waves doon masyado. Sakto lang na waves. Alam mo yun, yung kaya mong umupo without, kasi diba, without being crushed by the wave. Parang ganun. Kasi pag sa LU ka, be, mamatay ka na, be. Lalamunin ka na ng lupa, be.
Oo na, di ba nag-LU kami sometime around this summer. Tapos grabe.
Oh.
First time calling the beach after what? 6 years? 7 years? Or somewhere along those numbers. Ay, para akong seaweed na ano. Ito yung seaweed na niluluray-luray agos ng dagat. Putang ina. I forgot how it feels like to have sand in your asshole. Oh.
Yeah, LU beaches are not for swimming, di ba? Yun yung sabi nila. But now...
Really? It's really for surfing and stuff like that.
Because, I mean, you won't enjoy the swimming part, especially if it's not the flat season. Because I went there during June. And it's flat season. So if you want to go to LU na hindi kayo mag-surf and mag-swim lang kayo, go to LU ng June. Flat season.
Flat season, meaning the waves are not as strong.
Walang waves at all. Because sabi nila mahangin. So pag mahangin, yung current na ano siya, nasa something, hindi ko alam. Nasabi lang sa akin yung surf. Instructor. Oh. Anyways, ang big goldfish. Pero yon, if ihalin tulad ko yung relationship ko ngayon sa sea. Boracay yung relationship ko ngayon. Hindi yun sa, kasi maganda. Kasi kalmado.
But maybe I think, Athena, you have to go, I mean, I'm not saying, maybe to put it in Bojack Horseman terms, not to romanticize it. You had to go through those relationships in order for you to be able to appreciate this one. Because I think if the younger you experience this in, you know, when you were, I suppose, 20, 21 or 22, right? I think you would have found this relationship a little
boring.
Yeah.
For me. Kasi walang nangyayari. And I live for something that happens. I live for the drama. I think that's also
because I think you had the energy for it.
And I think that's also the reason why I've been to relationships where it's very intense.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now na napagod na ako sa intense relationship, naghanap talaga ako ng person na hindi nyo alam kung gaano kadaming sinabihan ko na you're bad at this, you're bad at relationships. Sinabi ko na ganun, dami ko nakausap na, I think you should stop this because you're really bad at this sa relationship.
When you say, were you guys already dating or were you guys still, you know, parang talking?
Dating, parang ganun, parang dating, ganun. Kasi they're giving me mixed signals and I don't have time for that. Alam mo yun? Like, I don't have time to habulin ka. I mean, kasi yung mga nagpapahabol na parang, no, I can't. And so I never settled.
You know, recently I had a conversation with a friend. Hindi naman friend. He's a friend. They're a friend of a friend. And then we were talking about, you know, parang, I kind of want to get, parang never been siya na, never been touched, never had a boyfriend and stuff like that. So I mean, interesting. They were thinking of, you know, starting a relationship or getting themselves involved in the dating scene. And sabi ko, then I think my tactic, my advice to you is to be upfront that you are new to this. And so, parang, no, I'm going to be I'm new. I haven't dated anyone before, so everything will be a surprise for me. So, and at the same time, everything will be exciting. So, if you ask me out on a date, I will put on my best dress or I will put on my best clothes. I'm going to be very excited. I would neither have high expectations or any expectations at all for our dates, but I will be excited for it nonetheless. And at the same time, I think one of the things that I really try to drill home sa kanila is yung because naniniwala ako na if there's one person na papakinggan natin at yun yung sarili natin. And whenever we say na hindi kasi ako para sa relationship or parang ang awkward ko kasi, I mean, fine, you're awkward. But then, you know, at one point, if you do want to play a part or you want to join the dating game or the dating circle, you're going to have to overcome one of those things. Overcome one way or another yung mga what you feel like your weakness, di ba, in terms of conversation and stuff like that. Because of course, you know, and we're not barring the possibility na, you know, you'll meet someone wherein you'll just gel in and fit, di ba? But at the same time, you know, I think that's more the exemption than the rule. And I think minsan swerte yan lang talaga, or it's something that you're, but most relationship I know, some of the enduring relationships that I know are relations that were built from scratch or that were built talaga. There wasn't this whirlwind thing about them. Does that make sense? So parang yun sinabi ko sa kanya, have to overcome, and you have to start telling yourself, you have to start lying to yourself that you've got this even though you have no proof that you don't. Because again, wala kang ibang papaniwalaan kundi sarili mo. And if you keep telling yourself that shit, I'm so bad at this, or shit, I don't know what to do, then you will start believing that, and the next thing you know, it's already the truth. And hirap, I think the hardest words to move on from are the words that we tell ourselves. Diba? And I think people would know this because there are lies we've told ourselves. Now we realize that they're lies because we know better, but we still can't move on from them because we're the ones who told that to ourselves.
Yeah. And I think at a certain level, we have to adjust ourselves. Because,
yeah,
alam mo yun, meron kang mga sa, you know, going into a relationship, meron kang mga expectations na ganito dapat yung next partner ko, ganito dapat, ganito dapat, ganito dapat. Not, like, those expectations cannot be met by anyone. And that's because those expectations are placed by you. So, pwede yung expectation mo na yun, merong kayang ibigay yung potential partner na yun, na wala sa listahan mo, pero kayang ibigay. Pero meron din na wala sa listahan mo, na hindi niya kaya ibigay. So, you have to adjust yourself to
what
a certain level.
What was that
level.
Thing for, ano, for your Wawits now?
Ano?
What was that thing na wala sa listahan mo, pero binigay ng Wawits mo?
Walang, ano, na binigay?
Diba sabi mo may listahan ka when going to a relationship.
Uh-uh.
And then of course, hindi lahat ng partners mo na madadaan sa buhay mo kaya ibigay lahat ng yun. But then they end up giving something else. So what was that something else na binigay sa'yo ng partner that you find love, that you find loving?
Hindi siya na-insecure sa akin.
Really? Parang you already you consigned yourself to be always in a relationship wherein the guy would be one way or another, be insecure sa'yo?
Hindi, parang I guess yung expectation ko lang lagi is laging magiging issue na meron akong job. Or at least like, I guess, na gusto ko kasi ng guy with like, yung kayang buhayin sa sarili niya. Yun. And I guess, nabigay yun sa akin, pero in a different way. Alam mo yun? Like, never siya insecure sa financial power ko.
Oh, because, di ba nakwenta mo, you had to stop studying, di ba?
Yeah, so, like, mas may buying power ako. Kasi although may job siya, it's not a very great paying job. So, ako, And then kahit na yung financial power ko, na-understand niya and binabalik niya sa akin yun. Na, kasi syempre, I have to like, kunyari, for example, ako nagbabay ng groceries. Ganon. Mga ganon. Tapos kumakain siya here. So like, that's a lot on my plate. And na-understand niya yun, binabalik niya sa akin yun by acts of service.
So ano synergize man? Talaga. I think it's, that's good because
it's a very give and take relationship, which is very new to me. Sobrang refreshing. And di ko ba, hindi ko, hindi, I think words aren't enough to explain how different it is. Kasi it's very different talaga.
You know what? I wish you, I don't mind him staying around.
I don't mind too. I mean, I don't say this a lot sa mga people ko. But then, I think siya yung person na hindi ko ikakahiya na, you know, ipakilala sa tao.
Mm. And at the same time, I think it's wonderful because you're both building a home for yourself one way or another. Even, of course, you get what I mean. When
hindi
I see
sa physical, sa home na kaming dalawa. It's a very, I like it. I like new. It's a very new to me. So I'm discovering new things about myself as well.
Mm.
And
to
the
me,
way I
on
love.
My,
tayo naman.
Ako, I suppose structure.
Oh, yeah. Kasi you've been structure. With a very flowy person before you met Toto. Ang very flowy lahat ng energy. Like, go with the flow kind of thing.
And, you know, structure is one of the things I never thought I would have in my life. But then, you know, after living with him for, you know, for 2 months, 2-3 months, I kind of saw what it took, like, to have a structured life. And at the same time, you know, whenever
like
I see
parang
him,
ano, mayroon kang time in your, kasi sabi mo, nagpapakain ka ng mga aso, that's one structure kasi may...
Literally sa araw mga kapitbahay, nagchichikahan kami ni Atina through the phone. Tapos sabi ko, wait lang. Literal, binaba ko yung phone kasi kailangan ko magpakain ng aso. Pinakain ko si, ano, si Baste at si Palermo. Yung homophobic dog namin si Palermo. Yeah. And, you know, because I think, I really think that I'm a, I learn by observing people. So by and I think the way I saw him maneuver through his job, through big things and small things, that's when I said na parang, you know what? I want to be the kind of person to be able to stand on his side and say na we are on equal footing in terms of what we're able to offer, you know. Of course we're not talking about money here, no. It's not that, because I always know he will always have a bigger buying power than me. But it's what you bring to the table. It's the kind of efficiency and stuff like that. Because I always try to I always shied away from that kind of life because I never thought I was made for that. If that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I was made for that. But then, you know, being with him and, you know, eventually trying to assimilate yung mga habits niya and stuff like that. I realized, I can do this. Right now, I'm very stressed about it. But I can do this. Diba? But recently, there was a big transition sa life ko in terms of, you know, how this was just a big transition. And one of the things that was scaring me is, if I do this, will I compromise my other self? And, you know, will I still be able to do the things that I want to do? Because by accepting this responsibility, I no longer have full control of my time.
Yeah. Mm.
But then, you know, after it was through being with him and observing him and seeing him in action, na parang sa, which kind of enervated me and made me say, na, you know what, if anything can make it happen, it would be me. Of course, siguro may yabang na yung nakasama or may pagsisinungaling na yung nakasama. But I think that's what happens when you're in a relationship we're in. It pushes you to become a better person one way or another.
I think that's good.
Diba nga, the reason why I broke up with my ex, diba? Because I no longer think we're improving each other's lives. That was the reason why ano. And for the longest time, diba, I tried dating around. After that, I've always kind of felt that insecurity wherein, am I a boon to your existence, no? Am I making things easier for you. And right now, I'm still trying to overcome that anxiety every now and then, or I'm still trying to shush those voices. But at the same time, you know what? I may not be contributing much, but I am. But because you are trying, but because I could see how hard you work and how hard you try, I want to do the same.
Parang you guys are really improving your own lives by being together. I feel like din kasi ikaw, kuya, parang kailangan mo ng a little bit of push. Kasi ikaw, kaya mo naman i-push yung sarili mo, pero to a certain limit. So parang kailangan mo ng extra, ganun. Parang kaya mo yan, ganun.
Kasi alam mo, dahil tuso ako, kasi kaya ko rasonan yung sarili ko. Yun, parang alam mo, hindi ko na siya gagawin kasi ganto. At pag ginawa ko naman siya, ganto rin naman yung mangyayari. Alam mo yun? But you know, when you have other people pushing you forward, you know, when you have that person, I think that's why I like being in a relationship. That was one of the things I never shied saying. I like being in a relationship. I like being in a couple.
And it's because ang sarap din naman kasi magmahal talaga.
Definitely.
I think that's one thing na hindi na i-emphasize pag nasa relationship kayo, is the fact na nagmamahal ka. And kasi syempre, ang dami mong ginagawa para sa isang tao. And parang hindi na emphasize yung love part doon. Laging red flag, green flag, laging ganun. Alam mo yun, it's very...
I think with the current dialogue right now, it's like that.
Parang nagiging structured na siya. Hindi siya yung... Mm-hmm. It's not... I mean, you know, love is never... Sabi nga nila, love is never enough. Pero it's what you do with the relationship. It's all composed of how you express love. You know?
Yeah. Parang, kumbaga, nawawala yung elements of improvisation, diba? It's kind of like an over-rehearsed play right now. Mm. It feels like some relationship feels like an over-rehearsed play wherein everything is so, it's working so much like clockwork wherein nawawala na yung element of... No, may raw element na nawawala. I feel like, if that makes sense.
Mm.
But I think that's, you have to make those mistakes in order to arrive to the relationship that you want to build for yourself.
I think so too. Sabi ko nga, sa mga friends ko ngayon, pagdaanan nyo lang, kasi syempre na heartbroken sila, mga ganun. Sabi ko, daanan nyo lang, kasi ako, nadaanan ko din naman siya. You know, mm-hmm. di ko naman na-meet yung boyfriend ko ngayon ng... Dahil sinuwerte lang ako. I mean, siguro sinuwerte lang ako talaga. But, you know, I think at that time, nung na-meet ko yung jowa ko na to, feeling ko, sabi ni Lord, sige na nga, puta. Dami na napagdaanan nito. tigilan na, sabi nga. Naawa na siguro sa akin si Lord. Parang, sige na, babawi na lang ako sa iba. Tanggalan ng pera yan. Anyways, I think kailangan nilang pagdaanan yun. Ano yun?
Hindi. Sige, tapos mo lang.
Yun na, sige, siguro. Ano yun? No, curious.
I was supposed to say na, para alam mo, kanina nag-fear tayo na, alam mo, kaya damihan natin yung talk points natin kasi baka hindi natin tayo umabot ng part ng 30 minutes of Skype.
Piling ko, wala rin tayo nag-uusap. And that's because, ewan ko, siguro ang sarap din kasi syempre, ang current dialogue ngayon sa relationships are, like, yung ano mo yun, it's, parang, it's focused on the negativity na, and it's not focused on, like, parang, ano, sabi nila, lagi ko naririnig yun, like, relationship is hard work, relationship is, ano,
a relationship, which it is, diba?
I mean, it is, pero it's not, kasi if you go in thinking of it that way, it's obviously going to be a ton of work for you. Kasi syempre, nag-isa ka sa negative eh. So if you, pag pumasok ka sa relationship na in a positive note, it's, you know, and I think relationship with the right person isn't that much of a hard work. Because it's, you know, sabi nga ni Ate Ina, love is supposed to be easy. You know, like your partner, your relationship na to, you're supposed to, like, parang make it easier for each other.
Yeah. And you know what? Before that, I close it ko dahil na to. I had a conversation with my ex the other day. So, yeah, because ano siya, nagpatulong ako sa kanya because we needed talents for this, ano, for this event. And he had contacts, no? And tapos he was talking to me about, parang napakwento siya sa tungkol sa mga, you know, current love life niya ngayon. No? And then, of course, there's good things and bad things. And, you know, parang sinabi ko sa kanya na, you know what, my advice will be, let's forget with generosity all those people who aren't able to love us. I'll repeat. Let's forget with generosity all those people who aren't able to love us. Because as you grow older, I think, and this is based from my experience. I don't know about other people, but this is how it felt like to me. As you grow older, you kind of realize that there's also a limit to the kind of love that you can give.
Yeah.
So, you know, all those hang-ups and pain that we hold on to, they take up space in, you know, in your capacity to love. So you have to be generous with yourself and let that go. And you have to be generous to the person too, and let him go or let them go. That way, you know, you could create new space for you in order for you to start your relationship fresh and then new. So sabi ko sa kanya, now, just shoot your shot. Even if you feel like the person is out of your league. Well, to be fair, and I'm quoting you, when we started, you also felt like I was out of your league. But then, you know, we lasted for 5 years. So, and, you know, and this is no Tino shade, you know, at that time, we had less to offer. And now, you know, look at you. You're doing so much and doing so many amazing things. But don't make yourself small by comparing yourself to other people. And again, just go for the fun of it. Just enjoy things as they come. And then the next thing you know, you're already built. And if things go right, or you know, next thing you know, you're already building a life with that person. But I guess the first step there is, of course, let go of you, whatever it is. But of course, that's easier said than done. But I think it's just also important to articulate those stuff. You know? Let's forget the generosity of all those who are unable to love us. Ayan. Oh, diba mga kapitbahay? Paandar naman tong episode na yun. Akala naman namin ni Abina na mag-am-am lang kami na isa.
Meron pa tayo isang hindi natatanong sa talk points natin. Pero mabata tayo ng 1 hour. Sabi na, parang hindi pa enough tong talk points natin.
Okay na yan. So yun mga kapitbahay. I hope you enjoyed yung mga kudaan namin today. This was an unexpected kind of kudaan. You know, that it's the type of kudaan na you kind of start, you know, expecting one thing, how the conversation will go, and then it just took on a life of its own in the middle of the conversation. I hope you feel that too, because that's what I feel right now. That's what we feel right now. So kung nag-enjoy kasi mga kwento namin, guys, tweet, share with us your own experiences. You know, what are the small things that you appreciate with your, you know, with your current relationship? And we're not talking about yung mga titi ba niyan, mga jowa ninyo, ang ina niyo. May dignidad tong ano to, tong episode na to, wag niyang bastusin. Charot!
Alam niyo, ito siguro yung perfect na kuda natin na, yan, kung may bagong kapitbahay na makakalisten, eto sana, wag yung tae episode, no?
Oo, mga kapitbahay, nag-meeting kami na isang araw. Basta may naka-meeting kami. Tapos ang una nila ko ito, alam niyo yung una na paso. Sabi nila, alam niyo yung na-realize ko yung podcast ninyo, hindi siya podcast na pinapakinggan in public. Tapos sabi ko, hala, ano ba pinanood mo? Yung shit po, no? Diyos ko, nakakahiya. I mean, hindi naman namin kinakahiya.
Akala daw kasi nila, kasi yung title, shot po, no, diba? Parang gano'n. Yung kasi diba, asterisk. So, di mo alam kung O or I. Akala about sa inuman, be. Iba pala yung nainom. Ay!
Kadiri. Anyway, so yun mga advice. So, please share with us, you know, everything's at Kudazzers. That's KUDAZZERS. And mga kapitbahay sa mga nag-message sa amin sa Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Messenger. Kung minsan hindi kami nakaka-reply, sorry na, kasi alam nyo, we're doing our best. But all those messages are very much well-received and loved, and iniiyakan namin sa group chat namin. And at the same time, mga kapitbahay, maraming salamat sa patuloy niyo pag-suporta. At speaking of patuloy na suporta, gusto rin namin pasalamatan ng Podcast Network Asia para sa kanila. Walang maliw na suporta sa aming podcast. Aming podcast na minsan may katuturan at kung minsan wala lang, eme lang. Minsan, yun, shift puno. Tiyo tayo pinag-uusapan namin. Yeah. Diba? So ayun, mga kapitbahay, maraming salamat. And of course, mga kapitbahay, and we're also encouraging you to please listen to our co-affiliates if you want to check them out. Just go to Podcast Network Asia's website. Ayan. Again, shout out kay Sari and kay Ina. Mga Ina, Sari, don't worry. We're holding down the fort. Magpahinga kayo. Pagpatuloy nyo lang yung mga racket ninyo. At alam yun, sabay-sabay tayo dito. Kapit-kapit tayo dito sa podcast na to. At yun din mga kapitbahay. So kung halimbawa nasa group na kayo, again, paalala lang mga kapitbahay, kung sasali kayo ng Facebook group namin, nasagutan din po ninyo yung mga tanong doon. Kasi importante po yun sa amin. Dahil iniiwasan po rin namin mag-admit mga trolls o kung ano man. Dahil alam naman natin ngayon kung ano ang takbo ng panahon ngayon, mahirap na, di ba?
At yung ano natin, yung group na po namin na hindi po kami nagbebenta.
Oo, kapit bahay. Hindi sa wala kami.
Pinagla-life selling.
Oo, ano ba yung mga kapit bahay? Pareview naman namin mga group rules. And kung limang kasama naman na kayo sa group na yon, sali kayo sa group chat kasi alam mo ngayon, natutuwa ako na ngayon yung mga recently sumasalid, napapasalid din sa group chat, mga madadaldal. hindi na pala millennial, mga Gen Zs, mga bagets. So, dami nilang energy kung mag-chat, nangyayang advice. Ayan. Ano lang kayo, join lang kayo doon. Message nyo lang sa ating chairwoman, si Iana Ganda. Ayan, mga advice. Yun lang. I think nasabi ko naman na lahat, no? Ayan.
So,
again, mga hardware, maraming salamat sa pakikinig na episode na to. Again, this is huge.
And the scene, akala ko may iba
pa. And y'all just listen to
Coon Dazzers.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.